You know what I found in my records? The psychiatrist had written to my GP. He put me on Serapex, 10 milligrams to start with. I consider this just a first aid treatment. Anyway, sorry.
How long ago was that?
At 15. 77, I think, that the date on that was. 1977. He's got all his letters. He's a qualified psychiatrist. Letters to the hilt. Behind his name. It's all on the letterhead.
How have you found things in the last 5 or 6 weeks, where you were then and where you are now? And I'm just going to let you talk.
It's totally unbelievable. The first couple of weeks I just felt like I was on a high. I didn't know that what I was feeling was just normal relaxation. I had to ring up and check on that because I just didn't have this churning stomach. The third week, I was getting a bit more blasé about it. And by the fourth week, I really couldn't remember how horrendous those panic attacks were. They used to take up all my life. But the anxiety that I felt with them, I can't remember to the degree just how bad it was. Now I'm so radical, I'm dangerous. Simple as that. It's a complete about turn. I went to Tauranga. I hadn't been there since I was 18 years old. I'm now 36. The roads changed. The tea rooms are gone. It was like arriving on another planet. It's incredible. I shop. I don't just ring up a shop, ask them if they've got it, tell them to put it on the counter, and take and shoot in and grab it. I can go and stand in a shop and browse and get what I want.
How long had you been in that state of agoraphobia and just basic, the anxiety state?
Well, I can remember my first panic attack. Now I know what they were back at 12 at intermediate school. I was on stage and had to give a speech and just came over me. I had to get off. I felt sick for totally no reason. Now, knowing what I know, that was a panic attack. But that made me lose a great deal of self-confidence. And since then, it compounded. It was worse in my 20s to where I had suicide attempts. I was on heavy medication. I could not speak on the phone. I could not even go outside my door. I got uptight when my husband came home. I could not tolerate him in the same room with me. I sent him to bed at 7:30. I virtually lived in the lounge. He was allowed in the rest of the house, just. It completely took over my life. And then it eased a little. It was due to drugs or whatever. But it was always there. And then it slowly, sort of in the later years, in the 30s, it started coming back a lot stronger again, and the depression starting over again. I was getting back to being suicidal.
Right, you talk about suicidal, and you spoke of, did I hear correctly, where you, did you try to take your life?
Yes. Two times.
I'm sorry?
Twice. Anything was better than living in that anxiety state. No one could put a handle on it and tell you what was happening. They tried to say it was some block that had happened in your past, or maybe that's what started it, but they couldn't tell you how to deal with what was happening with your body now, or they couldn't say to you, I know you're experiencing, this churning stomach and racing heart, but that's okay. No one could tell you that. It was just, whether you found out whether the block was or not, it didn't cure any of the symptoms you're dealing with now. You'd much rather had a fatal illness. At least then it could be diagnosed and treated. People didn't understand because you looked so normal and healthy and you held yourself together with so many lies or stories or whatever it took to get through in front of other people. They couldn't believe that there was anything wrong. And they couldn't understand why you just couldn't jump in a car and go out with them.
Yes, I see. It's a very debilitating thing to have to suffer from.
Yeah, well, you're just so scared of, if you let go in a panic attack, that you're going to end up in a straitjacket, that you believe that is what happens if a panic attack gets such a strong hold on you, that you're going to go over the edge and they're going to lock you out. Because no one can explain what's happening to you. Your GPs will put you on tranquilizers or say you're neurotic, or it could be early menopause or any other reason, but anxiety.
So you've suffered this for some 24, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what can you tell me that has actually happened?
It's unbelievable what has happened. The treatment is just so simple. I actually had the appointment made, and then David was on his way down, and I just couldn't handle even the thought of him coming, he treated me in my home, even the thought of him coming into my home, I was just anxious that much that I actually rang him up and cancelled him. But he had a mobile phone, and he was already on his way, so that was the end of that. I couldn't stop him coming. So I decided, okay, once he gets here, he can be here for his time limit, I'll just get through it somehow and get him out of here as quick as I can. That was my plan. Anyway, 5 hours later, I was still there happily chattering to him. Had I known beforehand that he was going to stay 5 hours, there's no way I would have even let him in the door. I just could not have handled it. People would sometimes come to the door, and if it was a really bad day, I couldn't even answer it, or I wouldn't answer it. I would hide till I made sure they were gone. So for me to last through that 5 hours and be relaxed and feel good about it was just unbelievable. It's not the norm for me.
No, not after what you've been going through, or had been going through for all those years, to have that happen. It, I suppose in the end it must be quite a special day in your life.
Yeah, it was a real turning point. The next day in the shower, I washed the front of my neck. Now, I hadn't physically washed that with soap and a flannel, and my hair got wet, for a period of 16 years, because I just couldn't stand any pressure or constriction, because when you panic, your throat tightens up, and it's a really scary feeling. And that was the same if I had any pressure on my neck. I couldn't wear turtleneck skivvies or necklaces, even round neck clothing. I was constantly pulling away from my neck, and here I was washing the front of my neck. And I hadn't even realised that I had been avoiding that area until I was suddenly doing it. And I was looking back, and it had been years. I could say at least definitely 16 years since I'd washed the front of my neck. And here I was doing it.
It stops you in your tracks, I would imagine.
Well, I actually burst out giggling. It was hard to explain. It was just amazing that I was just doing that. And there was no fear sensations. There was no panicking. There was, I was pressing up. I washed it again, for heaven's sake, just to make sure. And there was none of that fear, no anxiety with it. It just didn't seem right. Because, you've lived with this. You pamper your feelings. They control you. You expect them. They're always there anyway. Some days are a lot worse, but you deal with them because by the time you wake up, they're there. And here I was doing something that obviously really hated. It was causing me no sensation at all. It was weird. It's hard to describe. It seems such a silly, simple thing. It's just unbelievable. It caused me no concern. And that was just so strange.
How does your husband feel about this? What is
He's biting his nails because now I do not stop shopping. he's noticed the change. The house is very stressful because of my anxieties. I couldn't stand any dishes left on the bench, even a glass. Everything had to be cleared away. Meals had to be exactly on time. We couldn't go out as a family unit or attend functions or do normally what other people did. The house revolved around my moods or anxiety levels. It affected the children, himself, just everything. And so he's noticed a radical change. I'm more relaxed than him. it's a complete turnaround. I can sit. Before, I couldn't even sit still. I had to fidget or move or chew or whatever. I could not sit. Now I sit. In fact, now I've come down right lazy some days. But it's when I was anxious, I was forever on the move. I couldn't slow down. And I did a lot. But now I get through it, but I do it in a more relaxed, calmer fashion. And I enjoy it a lot more. Just a complete turnaround. It's a whole new way of life. It's funny to be normal. I guess you could say it is a strange feeling to feel this calm, not to wake up and have a churning stomach, not to worry if someone knocks on your door, to be able, if someone rings up, to say, come on, let's pop up to the shop. You can do it. You don't have to sit there and think about, oh, it's a good day, can I go to shops, will I have a tick? And by that time, you're so exhausted anyway, you just don't go, and your anxiety level's that high. It's just, you're doing the norm. And just, the treatment's just so simple, and it's just unbelievable, the change.
And how long did it take you to actually find yourself symptom-free from the counselling that you received?
That's a weird thing. It was virtually overnight. You have to sort of practice. Just as soon as you accept the fears and start fighting them, you're already on the way to recovery. And just arming you with that knowledge, you feel, you know, you're over 50% better, and just knowing how to do that and knowing what's happening to your body, and just how those things are compounded. Just, you know, even just after the counselling, I could say I'm 70 to 80% cured, and it's just gone on. Each day I'm going further, doing more, and now I'm sort of getting to the point I'm not even realising I'm going further or doing more. I am just doing things, and then halfway through them I think, hey, this is something you can't normally do. Are you sure you're okay? And, you know, I'm doing it before even realising. It's incredible. There is the fear, the anxiety, it's just not there. I haven't had a panic attack since my counselling. And it just, you know, for such a short time, it just doesn't, it's hard to explain. It still feels that little bit strange to feel, as I say, to be normal and just to do what everyone else does. My self-confidence has just shot up. I'm a lot more positive. Things in life has got a lot better. It's strange to feel that good and not have that churning stomach and the sweating and the racing heart and the dry throat, and I'm eating better, and it's just a complete turnaround.
And have you travelled any distance, or have you been anywhere at all?
Yes, I've been to Tauranga, and that's, 35, 40 minutes away. And I guess that's the first time I've been to Tauranga since I've been 18. And I decided I was going to go to the warehouse and have a shop till I drop day. I was that. Normally, I just couldn't handle that. I might say, okay, we'll go in a fortnight. And I'd had every excuse under the sun we would not go by the end of that fortnight. This time I was up at 5 o'clock, raring to go. And was just, as I say, it was like arriving on another planet. And I had no difficulty in the car. I had no churning stomach. What I found was a bit eerie was just travelling through open spaces and at a bigger speed, because any little distance I've done was in town, where it's just quick, short little trips, and here I was on the big, wide, open road, and going a lot faster than you, or going the legal speed, but a lot faster than what you're allowed to put around in town, and that took a bit of getting used to, and just to see all these, just to be out in the open and actually travelling and going somewhere, that sort of hit me all at once. It wasn't all just little blocks of houses and streets, it was actually out there in the world, going somewhere. And sort of hit the shop, and it was just fabulous. Up and down the aisles, I stood in queues waiting at the counter, and then spied something else, so we had to dodge back in again. But just no problems. The trip home was even better. I was that big openness, it didn't, I don't know, have such an impact. It was sort of more in perspective, sort of that way. It was just amazing. Since then I've done other trips out. My husband's a builder out to where he's working, 20 kilometres out, just toddled out there, been to a school principal for interviews. I had an operation last September for cancer. I have been back now for my 6-weekly checkup from that operation, which I just hadn't even been able to do. It's a complete about turn.
What were your thoughts about this person who came down to see you was saying to you, and the people who you phoned and spoke to? How did you feel at that stage prior to seeing him?
Well, my girlfriend had seen it advertised in the Next magazine, and she gave him a number, and I thought, oh, here's another crank. I'll ring him up, see what he's got to spout, basically. Because I've been to psychiatrists, psychologists, hypnotherapists, homeopathic people, the lot, and you're just so vulnerable and you're really scared of just laying it on the line again and another downfall, that you're just you're not trusting anymore. And I spoke to him, and he just said how simple and easy this method was, and I didn't believe that after having this for 25 years it could be gone, with some people, with just one treatment or two treatments. I could not grasp that, and I didn't believe it. So he gave me a couple of numbers of people to ring who he treated, and I actually asked him, I said, what are you paying these people? Because I just, as I said, very mistrusting it, and I didn't believe it could be this simple. Anyway, he gave me a man and a woman, and I thought, oh, well, I'll hit the man up, because I thought if there's something suspect in this, I'll suss it out of a male, because he won't open up as much, or, you know, I'd have more chance of finding a snag. So anyway, I rang the guy, and this guy was just incredible. He was open. It was after speaking to him that I rang back and made the appointment. Still scared to believe that it could work, but you always have that little bit of hope. But I still didn't lay myself on the line. Even when David came down, I tried to cancel him on the way. When he came in, I said to myself, well, I'm going to tolerate getting through this, and he's out of here. I just totally lost it. But within sort of short time, here I was listening to him asking questions, even though I had been fighting anything he'd been able to tell me. It's just, cause I've just got so mistrusting in anyone over the period of time, and you know, I was actually agreeing with what he was saying. This is the guy I was going to shove out as quick as I could.
What would you say to anyone else with regard to the Dr. Claire Weeks method?
Oh, just do it. Just don't have any doubts. Just do it. You know, if it's worked for me, I was so mistrusting. I didn't give my trust to anyone, not even my husband. It caused the breakup of my first marriage. It's coming close to the breakup of my second. I just lived in a very closed and little space full of fear. I couldn't trust my GP, my family. It didn't matter who. With all these fears, I went in there, and like, I was not going to believe this guy. I thought, it's just another crank. Just hold yourself a bit back. It's not going to be as, you're not going to hurt so much when it doesn't work. And it worked. It's unbelievable. And I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to say to myself, this is going to work, this is the way. It happened. And I was honestly doing everything to fight against it just to get him the hell out of there. But something got through. And it was just answering all my fears. The mystery was gone. It was amazing. And I hadn't had to do anything. He was telling me exactly what I was feeling. And no one had ever done that before, so he was explaining how those symptoms are compounded. And just once that fear and mystery was gone, it just took such a load off his shoulder. He was finally someone who knew what was happening to you. It's incredible. Just, you know, like I say to anyone, just do it. Your life will be changed forever. You know, I thought there was honestly no hope. I thought as I got up into my 40s, I'd grow out of this or handle it better. But that didn't happen. I think all your limitations, you hold yourself back. You just can't go on because you're fighting with this anxiety. Your self-confidence is just stripped. You can't go on any further in life. And you hope you'll end up with anything rather than this. Or there'll be a cure, or someone will say, oh, no, that's not what you've got, it's this, and that's going to take it away. But there is just nothing. And there's no hope that psychiatrists will treat you and you say, can you find a cure? They can't tell you that, yes, we can cure you. But this method works. And you can be cured. And that's, you know, I was always told always thought there was no hope and that I was stuck with this, but it's unbelievable. And it's so simple. It's just amazing.
Well, it's a wonderful story. Other people who suffer from it would love to be able to, I should say, would love to be able to be telling your story as their story. But
if I had heard it, I would have thought, nah, this is some cult thing or something like that. But it honestly isn't. I don't know. It's not brainwashing or anything, but. I think with all the fear of actually anxiety and having explained to you, when that's taken away, that makes such a difference. And when it finally starts penetrating actually what the person is saying, you know, I think at the start I was just so anxious, some of it didn't get through, and David just kept repeating what he'd probably been telling me from the start, and then it actually dawned on me, and from then there was just no turning back. He also did a questionnaire, and he went through, do you have this symptom, this, and tick, tick, tick. And he said, oh, well, your symptoms are only average. And that sort of blew me away, because I thought I was the worst of the worst, because they were severe enough to keep me virtually housebound and unable to have the life I wanted to do. But compared to some other people, they were just apparently average, and just having that knowledge relaxed me a little bit in itself. But, you know, it is, the treatment is too simple and too good just to be kept quiet. It's used in other countries, and, you know, people are busy going to psychiatrists, psychologists every week. They got that worry of going to them or having them come to them, and stuff going around in their minds. I'm sure it just makes you more anxious because you can't switch off, and they can't really give you any hope. And this you just, it's hard to describe. It's just so simple. He tells you straight basically what you want to know, and the difference it makes in you is absolutely incredible.
You don't feel there was anything mysterious about it, like hypnotherapy or anything like that? Was it nothing at all?
No, because I'd actually been tried hypnotherapy, and I was too anxious even for them to get me under. No, I think because it's such a weight lifted off your shoulders, and things are so much clearer when they're put in front of you so rationally, and nothing's hidden. You know, it's just, they're talking just straight and telling you exactly what you're experiencing, that with that lifted off, you do feel lightheaded. It feels strange to have that knowledge, because it's just such a great relief. It's just like, you know, you could have something really bad. You think, oh, you know, I have to go and see the principal or something if you're a little child, and he's really going to growl me on that, and you get all uptight, and then you go there, and he turns around and praises you for being a good child, for picking up some rubbish in the schoolyard. And the relief that comes with something like that, that's that same sort of feeling. It's total relief.
Would you say that that saying that "and the truth shall set you free" was what actually happened in this instance?
Definitely.